the parish of May Mariva. Right. You know, the as it were, the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he hit the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock. You know, so, you know, how did Moshe Rabbeinu fall into this? You know, but there's something, and because of this, you know, this is the reason why he's not taking Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Right, this is like the cutoff point. You know, even though it was foretold, you know, already Eldad v'Medad, you know, already had a nevuah that Moshe was going to die in the desert, and Yoshua is going to be the one that, you know. But what caused that, you know, the cutoff point was here. This is where it went from something that was as foretold to something that happened in actuality. Right? The question is also, you know, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu, so I just want to understand how he fell into this, you know, that seemingly it's not really for a person on his madrega to do anything different than what Akash who specifically instructed him. But what I'm getting at also is that we find so many allusions to, you know, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was like a stacked deck. He's not going to take them into Eretz Yisrael. So, like we said, Eldad u'Medad had that nevuah already. Paro. Right. Why he said, call Ben Yoro Tashlichu, because he saw by his stargazing that Moshe and saw Atid Lu Kos B'Mayim. All right, it's going to, you know. All right, he just didn't know it would be this story of the water. Like,
that means he wasn't going to fly into
his role. So it's like almost like this thing was stacked against him. Right, this whole. So I'm saying, very, you know, this is not, you know, the first time Am Yisrael had their, you know, complaints, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, you know, and, but over here, something very interesting. After they complained that, you know, that they're thirsty, you know, is after Miriam died, and, you know, and the bearer Shel Miriam got suspended, as actually they had to, as it seems from Rashi, they. Over here, this was to reactivate the Be'er Shel Miriam. It was not supposed to be the stone that was always with them. Should start giving its water again. Right? So, and we'll talk about that more in a minute, but there's a very interesting, opening. Vayidav Hashem al Moshe le'emor, kacha tamateh, v'hakil ha'seida, ata v'aron achicha, V'dibartim el ha'sela le'enehem. Draw the whole people together. And Rashi makes this very clear. It is literal. Right? That, you know, v'yakilu, they actually gathered the whole Klal Yisrael together. Zu'echad v'makom she'echzik ha'mu'at et ha'meruba. This is one of the cases where there was a spatial distortion. That, you know, the small area around wherever it's been there was able to hold lots and lots of people way out of proportion to the amount of, you know, people that were stacked there. Right? So it's like all Am Yisrael had to be there. Right? Right. What's up with that? You know, what is the right? Now, something very interesting. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry. Right, Shimon Amorim. Right, listen, yo, the rebellious ones. Hamin hasela hazeh notzechem mayim. You know. So the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu is as if taunting them and saying, Beloshen Safek, you know, do you doubt that from this rock, Hamin hasela? Do you doubt that from this rock I'm going to be able to give you waters? Right? You know, what is the, what's he taunting them about? Right? So now the Rambam learns in the Shmona Prakim that this was the whole Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu we spoke about this evening. Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he's getting angry and he's fighting with Bnei Yisrael. And we don't find that Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Yisrael. in the Psukim before, Akash Hu, generally when Am Yisrael complain, Akash Hu also, you know, complains about their complaining, why aren't they having faith, and we don't have any of that here. They complained and they fought with Moshe, and Akash Hu calmly says, gather them around, you know, and, right, and talk to the rock. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry when the Shekhinah wasn't angry. That's what the Rambam says was his chet. Right? So there's a Ramban on it. The Ramban is very, you know, has his issues with this. Right? But Moshe Rabbeinu, in his anger, says, "Hamin hasel zeh notzilchem mayim." Right? This sounds familiar.
Hamin ha'etz.
Hamin ha'etz. Very good. Hamin ha'etz. The very first suffix in the Torah. Hamin ha'etz. Same word. And that's Hamam min ha'Torah minayin, Hamin ha'etz. Right? Din is like this, you know. This is written in Svarim. The one who speaks about this at greatest length is Rabbi Zichover. I saw he talks about this Barichus. You know, I'm speaking from memory, things I remember from there, and things I remember from my Rebbe Moshe Shapira. You know, on this inyan, that you know, what the Be'era Shel Miriam represented, right? It's not just, it was not stam a pragmatic thing. That, you know, the bear provided water. Right, we know the Torah is Nimshol Amayim. How he called Samei Lechu Lamayim, and there's, you know, Kama, you know, Mikros, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls himself Vosi Ozvu Makor Mayim Chaim. Lachsan Boros Boros Nishborim. When you abandon the Torah, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Makor Mayim Chaim. The Torah is the Mayim Chaim, you know, the other wells, you know, that, you know, for, you know, the other waters, you know. Beiros Hashem lo yachilu amayim, you know, wells that can't hold the water. Right? The Be'era Shel Miriam, you know, was a certain manifestation of Torah. Right? The having water with them all the time was represented the idea that Am Yisrael has access to the Torah. Now there's a it's historically recorded. You know, Moshe told us this in Shir that when Rav Chaim Vital first came to learn by the Ari, so he wasn't able to contain the Torah of the Ari. Didn't sit well with him. Didn't. So the Ari took him out in a little boat skip into Tveria. And Yari Baruch HaKrosh knew exactly where the Be'era Shel Miriam is Gonuz, in the Mea Kinneret, I think it is, right? And gave him water from the Be'era Shel Miriam. V'achar kach nisyash v'achachma b'liboy. That's, you know, the Lashon of the legend that's brought down in Sforim, that Rav Chaim Vital, you know, the Torah of Yari is able to sit in him, because he Yari was mashke him from the Be'era Shel Miriam. Yeah, that's, you know, that the Be'er Shemim is, aside from, you know, pragmatically, that's what gave them water wherever they were. It also had, you know, it also had the idea, having an accessible well means having access to Divrei Torah. Right? Now we find this a very interesting thing, you know, on the, you know, later on, you know, there's the Shiras HaBe'er, which they said actually on this Be'er. Right, Ali Be'er Enulo, we find that they say Shira, right, by, you know, something big like Kriyas Yamsuf, where there's Gilui Shechina, which means that therefore this Be'er was a form of Gilui Shechina, right, and it's like it's a certain Gilui of Or Torah, but Gilui of Or Torah in what manner, how Divrei Torah sit comfortably with you, you could take it in like water. You know, the Pasuk says in Parshas Dvarim, Ho'il Moshe Be'er es HaTorah Azayis. Moshe Rabbeinu explained, you know. So Rashi says it was Bashi said it over in all 70 languages, because in some languages there are nuances that there aren't in other languages. The Shita of the way the Rambam teaches it in his Hakdama to Zroim is the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said any suffix you have, this is, you know, he said this on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He died on Zion Adar, right? And he knew he had 5 weeks left to live. And he taught, any suffix you have, come to me. I'm going to explain it before I go. Right? So that's Ho Moshe Be'er Satarazos. Be'er. To explain is the same word as Be'er, as in well. So the Pshat is like this, you know, the well doesn't make the water. The well gives you access to the water. The well facilitates access. The water is either, whether it's a mayan, may mayan, or it's underground, whether it's, you know, may gesham, it makes no difference. The be'er is where the water gathers to give you access. Right? Makes it accessible. That's the function of the be'er. The be'er doesn't create the water, but the be'er is a makom where the water can be accessed. Right? And that's what a biur is. The explanation, the hesber that you say something doesn't make the yesod. Yeah, it's just to give you access to the yesod. When you explain something, the whatever you're explaining, the explanation didn't actually doesn't create it. It is. Explaining it to you is to bridge you with it. Right? Right? Gravity. Right, whatever, it's a metzius, right? We explain gravity, whether you want to explain it like Newton, you want to explain it like Einstein, right? Anything, you know. The biur is to give access, right? You know, give access to the thing that you're being meva'er. Just like the be'er gives access to the mayim. The inyan of be'er Hashem Miriam was, it gave access to Divrei Torah. There's Divrei Torah, which is Nimshol Amayim. Be'era Shomim is the only enough that it's accessible. It'll sit well with you. You get connected to it. Right? That's the meaning of Be'era Shomim. Right? You know, what's happening in, you know, it happens in course of Sefer Bamidbar in general, but it happens, you know, in this Parsha Bifrat, right, is that one generation's going and another generation's coming. Sefer Bamidbar, the Medrash Rabbah says in Parsha, is connected Vayavdil Kim Ben Arol Ben Achoshech. So also Sefer Bamidbar, Achoshech was Mavdil between the door of Yotzei Mitzrayim and the door Boyar. So Medrash Rabbah and Parsha is Bereishis. Right? That's what happens in the course of this book. At the beginning of the book, it was dealing with the door just came out of Mitzrayim 1 year earlier. By the end of the book, it's the door that's, you know, going to be, it's actually in this week's Parsha, is the transition. It's the door that's, you know, going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and it's 40 years later, right? And the Hanhaga is shifting from one door to the next, right? You know, let's say it like this, you know, people are being born all the time, right? You know, there's no cutoff point, like people aren't stop being born here and resume being born here. So since people are being born all the time, What makes the cutoff point of a generation? Maybe there'll be like a starting point, like there's 1 year where no one's born, and that's the divider, right? No such thing. People are born all the time. Yeah, you know. Never take a break from being born, right? So how do you make a cutoff between this door and the next door? What's your cutoff point?
How long have you been in the desert?
What bridges, you know?
No, like the reason I said, like my parents' generation. So that's
one
generation, but he's saying that.
Yeah, but the people, you know, that fit right and like, your parents, right?
I mean, it's the same problem with his parents. His parents, he's like, you say, me and my parents' generation. Now, you could say they're in a crowd, and each one's parents' generation is a different time.
Right.
It doesn't all fit in. But it still has some kind of category consideration.
Yes, I don't think I. So let's agree that's not really chronology.
Right.
The difference between a door is the das.
Mm.
When the global mentality shifts, that's called a door change.
So today it shifts like every week. So it's a
that's
new generation.
Right. You're right. When I worked in Michlala, you know, one is smart. Say, oh, I wonder if he's still alive. Hashem Shem Yarech Yomav, Rabbi Cooperman, Senior. The founder of Michala, like 40 years ago plus, you know, 50 years ago, right? He was already retired, but he came in to speak to the teacher again in a year, and he says, "Be a menu, it's a new door every 5 years." Right? And so you all said maybe it's a new door every weekend, you know. But the difference between the door is not, it's not bad because people are born all the time. There's no hefsek that the people take a break from being born. They have a clear chronological hefsek between one door and another door because people are born all the time, right? Right. Elama, what makes the difference between doors? The das. The das changed. Right. It's a different daya. Now generally. Generally, back in the old days when there were undisputed leaders, right? So it could be that the change of the manhigim is what determined that the door changed. You know, there are people that, you know, were alive under the other manhig, and there are people, you know, but afalpikim, because the manhigim, you know, shifted, so the daya of the door, the anhog of the door shifted, right? But, you know, the real shift, right, when there'll be a turnover of the Chavrei Sanhedrin, right, it's a shift that, you know, there's a, you know, Sanhedrin got staffed now by new people, right, so there's a new Deya, right, now in Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam were the Manhigim of the Dor HaMidbar, right, and now, you know, the fact that Miriam died first, right, it's not a coincidence. That is already indicative that the das of the door is shifting. Because if Miriam and Be'er Shel Miriam is connected the access to Torah, right? So even though Moshe and Aaron are still alive, but this hefsek that, you know, she's not around anymore and the Be'er Shel Miriam ceased means that the kesher to Torah, as what a Be'er, which the Be'er facilitates, has stopped. It's dried up. It has to be renewed. Dealing with a new door. All right. The inyan of this ma'amad, and that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the challenge, but he couldn't make the grade. But it was bedin that he couldn't make the grade. Right? It was sort of like he was set up for it, but he wanted to try anyway. And we spoke about this, you know, barichus in the Shari Tefillah a few weeks ago. That's why he sent the Meragim. He tried to bridge the Anhogas, right? Right. We spoke about this. He took the challenge, but it was already foretold. It was already prophesized, right? So you ask, Kilu Moshe Rabbeinu was set up. No. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do something very bold, because the Hanhoga of the Dor Boy Haaretz, right, was going to be different. It's going to be a different das than the door of the Anhaga in the Midbar. And that's one of the reasons the Zohar says that, you know, the Meraglim, you know, fell into their chet because they perceived that if Am Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their jobs and they're going to be different manhigim. Because the daya, the das of the boy, of those who will live in Eretz Yisrael, will be a different type of das, different generation, i.e. a different das. Right, the Hanhoga of Moshe Rabbeinu is called Dor Deya because they're under his Mida. His Mida is the Mida of Das, pure Das Torah. The Hanhoga of those that come into Eretz Yisrael, like we explained a few times, is going to be the Hanhoga of Emuna, not Das, because it's going to be the Hanhoga is going to be behester upon him, because when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to go into Artzius, into earthly life, have to work for a living, do Ishtadlus, not going to eat mun anymore. They have to eat me'avur ha'aretz, you know, whatever the land produces, right? It's not going to. They're going to need emuna. Ma'amin b'chei olam v'zorea v'ya emuna sitecha emuna zeseder zroim. Right? You have to go with emuna because there's hester upon him. That, you know, you have the derech hateva on the apparent level, and you have to like believe it's all from God. Whereas in you're in the midbar where you get your mon from shemayim, you get your parnas directly from shemayim. Right, you get your be'er, you know, you get your water directly from Shemaim. It's different. So that's the Dor Deya. You know there's a God. And Eretz Yisrael, you have to believe there's a God because you live a natural life. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, and then this is going to be the Dor of Emuna. Right? So now, Ech Shelo Yeh, right, the Kesher to Torah is going to change. Because Dor V'Dorshav, Dor U'Manhigav, and that's also the halacha l'maaseh, the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Mamrim. Halacha of one bezdin agoda of one generation set of drosha. Kicha mizdeh afron is to teach you ishek nikneis b'kesef. can arise at Beis Din HaGadol of a later generation and say, kicha, kicha, that's for that a woman's dictates b'chalipin, just like a sotah, and it's legit. Even if they're not bigger b'chachmo b'minyan, even if they're not, because Ram says, en l'cha el zeh sh'biyamecha, you follow the leader of your generation. The leader of this generation reflects the das of this generation. This is the day of this generation. It's a different das. It's a different das Torah for each door. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take the challenge. So let's say it like this. It was natural, and that's why it was in the Nevuah, and that's why it was even in the stars, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to take them to Eretz Yisrael. Perfectly natural. Perfectly natural that Moshe Rabbeinu should not take them into Eretz Yisrael, because the das of the door was going to change from the das of Midah of Das, right, to the das where the Midah of Emunah is Iker, because the Hanhog will be natural and behest upon him. It was perfectly natural. There's nothing stacked against Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Hmm. Perfectly natural that he should not be the monarch of Eretz Yisrael.
So how does Yoshua fit into all this?
Because Yoshua is not on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. Zakenim Shabosadora Yomrim, Pnei Moshe Kapnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua Kapnei Levana. I think it's in Parshas Pinchas, right? Right. But as that's Mehotcha, Mehotcha Velo Kol Hotcha. Zakenim Shabosadora Yomrim, Pnei Moshe Kapnei Chama, Pnei Moshe Kapnei Levana. Moshe Rabbeinu is like as bright as the sun. And during the sun, there's no doubts. Lahagi ba'boker chastecha. Right? The moon, Moshe pe Yoshua kareh, is anayi be'munascha balelos. And that's on Hoga in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means. Moshe is going to die, Yoshua machlis in Loretz. Ve'munascha balelos, v'ya emunasitecha, emunasas seder's roi. Yoshua is cut out for the job. He shines like the moon, not like the sun. You have to try to light up, the darkness of Olam Hazeh. But Moshe, the Hanoga and Moshe Rabbeinu, is no darkness whatsoever. It's daylight. And that's Vayavukim Ben Or Ben Achoshech. So that's Lahavdu Ben Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Dor Midbar, the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim called Or. And the Dor Boyer, it's called Choshech. And who Sholeit by night? The moon. And Pnei Moshe, Pnei Yoshua, Kapnei Levana. Ve'munas Chabayos, Emunas Zeseder's right. Right, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to take no for an answer. Even after this, he doesn't take no for an answer. Himself says Ravlach. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to take no for an answer. So it's perfectly natural. So that it was so natural that even the stars said it, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. Perfectly natural, because the daya of the Dor Boyer is a different das. It's a different mentality. And in that mahalach, emunah zikr, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his mahalach, das is the ikr. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to take no for an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu wants the challenge to try to bridge Don Hoga and go into Eretz Yisrael. Bridge his level with the level of the Dor Boya Eretz. That's what he wants to do.
Why?
Because that's truly the Tikkun Hashom. We have to go from Emunah back to Das. Ve'rastech li be'emunah v'yadat et Hashem. Right now Emunah says Seder Zroim, Mamim b'chaylom v'zoreah. But Los Lovo, what does the Pasuk say? Umola Oretz Deya Es Hashem. Kamayim Leam Mechasim. Kulam Yedu Osi, it's full of the Nevuah. It's all Das, 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 Das. We have to get back to Das. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu makes it in, boom. We have the Tikkun of Achris Hayamim of Das within Artzius, within earthliness, like that. Right now, the way it's set up, it's like thousands of years process of trying to, infuse Das into the world. Right? That's what he wants. So he wants the challenge. So this mamad of giving them water is, restarting the Be'er HaShomerim, right, is a new Matan Torah. a new Matan Torah in a sense, a new access to Torah. That's why all the people were there, as if like behind my mom at Har Sinai. Right? It's a new, you know, renewing the access to Torah lefi, the new generation. So what is that? So what happened? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, just talk to the rock. Amazing thing, you know. And talk to the rock, because if this would have worked out, we would have bridged the das. You know, with this door. So Hadea v'Hadibur l'chai olamim. Das goes together with Dibur. You know, the Odom is a bar das, as a function of a bar das, is he's a medaber. Animals don't have das, they don't speak. A little kid has no das, he doesn't speak. Right? If they, v'dibartem el asela, the original plan was, I mean, the challenge was, if it would be v'dibartem el asela, right, it would be the hanhoga that all we'd have to do is just start learning Torah, crack open a sefer, just start saying the words, and the ideas would flow. You wouldn't need art scroll. Right now, also you don't need it. Right, you just talk, and the waters v'nosan meimav. Just talk, and the ideas would flow. Just saying the words of Torah, reading the words of the sugya, would be like drawing water. You know, just the ideas would just. With saying the words, the havana would come. Right, but you know, but the and on that level of clarity, that's like being, you know, mamash etz chaim mila machazikim ba, you know, in the sense of be'er maim chaim, like etz chaim, be'er maim chaim, right. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was min hashamayim, right, that he fell into kas. Right, or the situation was frustrating for him, you know, as such as that there was kas, right, because he was being omed b'nisoyim, because he was trying to get something, you know, not really his chelik, right, and whenever you try something that doesn't really fit, you get frustrated. So what does it say by kas? So Rambam says that was his chet was kas. So Gemara says, Rambam brings halacha, if your person falls into kas, im navi hu nevuaso mistalekas, im chacham hu chacham also mistalekas. You lose your nevuah. Like Elisha couldn't have nevuah until someone played a niggin for him to calm him down. Nevuaso mistalekas, but also im chacham hu chacham also mistalekas. Silu kadas. Like we spoke tonight in the White Show. So Moshe Rabbeinu fell into Silu Kadas. And when there's Silu Kadas, you don't talk straight anymore. And you hit. And like you hit the rock. And that also made it for us that, you know, believe me, if Moshe Rabbeinu were passed the test, we would have been, not only would he have benefited, the world would have benefited, we would have benefited. You know, it would have been our whole Kesher the Torah would have been one that's so much easier. Just v'dibartim el asela. Just speak to the stone. The stone is our heart. Right? Heart of stone. And it'll just give water. Right? Now what's our mahalach in Torah b'yameinu? Or ever since, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Oh, you gotta bang your head against the wall. Till you get, you know, shot. That's v'kisam batzela. Right? V'yach batzela v'yetzu mayim. Right? It worked, you know. When he hit the rock, you know, water came out. Even a lot of water. But that's what that was supposed to be. And that's why the Mahalach in Torah is as such. It requires kasha teretz, kasha teretz, kasha. Havaminas. You have havaminas, you know, until you get to the maskona. Nothing straight. You're first wrong 10 times before you're right. Right? Ein odom omed al divrei Torah ke nechshav ben tchila. Right? And even Daniel Binos was from, you know, Binosi Mechlal de Ta. Right? You're first wrong before you're right. And it feels like banging your head against the wall. You know, until you get shot, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like you have to beat up on yourself. Right? As a result, you know, of this encounter, you know, which was the challenge of how to reopen for the new generation, the access to Torah. So because this is how it came out with hitting the rock, it's also we have to bang our head against the wall to get the water. Right? Which means Moshe Rabbeinu failed to bridge his mahalach with the mahalach of the new generation. Because in his mahalach, by Moshe Rabbeinu, there are no sfeikas. There is no banging the head against the wall by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if he can't darshan it himself, he's allowed to say, Imdu veshmo mayitzav Hashem lachem. He could ask God, you know, and HaKadosh will give him the answer. No sfeikas under Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu's mamash besod the Eitz HaChaim. Mamash besod the Eitz HaChaim. Right? Not the Eitz HaDas Tov. Over here he fell into, he had to contend with being in a state of the Eitz HaDas Tov Ra.
That's why he was in Kas?
It's a Kas, and it's also Hamin Hasela. Right? Sveikus. Hamin Hasela. And he had to, like, you know, for a second be exposed to that mentality and see how he can overcome. Push his brain, his mindset into this mindset. Condense his mindset into his mindset. Merge the two mindsets. He couldn't. He got frustrated. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks it right in his face. Yan lohem mantem bi lagdi sheni. So as the Sfas Emes says right here, what, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe God? No, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't believe in God. He knows there's a God. His Midas Das. You guys don't have Emunah. You don't have the Midah of Emunah. You have the Midah of Das. Right? This, the door that's going into Eretz Yisrael needs Emunah. Your Hanhoga is not the Hanhoga of Emunah. Right? And what's the sign? The Maral says this. The Maral takes the Rambam's side that the Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was kas. The Maral and the Gvuras. And he says, yeah, because when you get frustrated, you know, you lose it. Right? You know, if you would really have Emunah, it would keep you happy. If you really had Emunah, you would never get angry. Even when you get confused, you wouldn't get angry. Even when you get confused, you wouldn't get angry. Right? Is that, you know, that Emunah has to come into play in Siluk HaDas. Moshe Rabbeinu's Midas Das has a hard time coping in Siluk HaDas. Right? He says, Emunah gives simcha. You know, with Emunah, you never lose your cool. You know, you fall into matzah of confusion. Leilos, you know, Emunah is a way to cope. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't have it. You're Das. But what happens when you're being manigador, that's chaser Das. Choser Das. Siluk HaDas. You see, you're not for them. Lochem lo savil. That's why you're not going to bring Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Because of the incongruence between your hanhoga and them. Right? And this is, but still, whatever we have is in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He took the challenge, and, you know, our access to Torah is all from, you know, the Vayachas Hatzela b'Mateo Pa'amayim. Vayetzu Mayim Rabim. That's our Kesher Torah. You have to bang your head against the wall, but not just once, twice. First one's for the Hav Amina. The second one's for the Maskon. Right? Right? And that's the Hanhoga. That's how Torah works ever since, you know, this incident. I mean, ever since they went to Eretz Yisrael, this incident was the Hachana for that. Right? And that's called, you know, a lack of Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu's part. That, you know, he was not able in the Siluk HaDas to cope and keep his cool. Right? I mean, he's not the manig for a door that's going to need Emunah as opposed to Das, because they're going to be living in Hester upon him as opposed to Aros upon him. They live in the darkness and the confusion. Right, and so this is the word, you know, Klolo Shaldavar, the Indian of May Mariva. It was foretold because it was perfectly natural for Moshe Rabbeinu not to take Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael because of the Shinui Adas. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take the challenge anyway to see if he could bridge it, right? And this, you know, after this, he doesn't take no for an answer. And he still davens until HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcibly stops him. The message over here was that the Miriam dying already marks the change of a generation. Because the Das is already shifting because the connection to Torah is shifting. Because that's what the Beresh Milim represents. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to take the challenge to reopen under his Hanhoga reopen under his own Hanhaga, the old Hanhaga, reopen for this new generation their access to Torah. Right? So we're bridge himself with the new generation. Right? But Akarshku, as it were, put him in the Hester Punim of that generation, Hamina Sela. And then he fell into Kas, right? Which is Silu Kadas, and he wasn't able to cope with Silu Kadas, showing that his Madrega's Das. He's Das. He's not meant for another function. He's not meant for a different Hanhaga. And therefore Lochen Lo Savil. But whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does helps Am Yisrael, so he's hitting the rock twice. And Yetzu Maim Rabim gave us the Kesher Tatar that we have today. It's the Tzura of Limud that we have, that we attain Havana and clarity. You know, we're in confusion. We start with confusion. Amin Asela. We start with confusion, right? And by smashing the head against the wall twice, that's how we get out of our confusion. Right? But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, but that doesn't pass for Moshe Rabbeinu himself, right? And therefore, Lachin Lo Savil, you see, it has been demonstrated the incongruence between your Anhaga and the Anhaga of the Dor Bayaretz.
It's beautiful. It's very nice. Wow. What does it mean that Seder's rhyme is a Muna?
So, it's kind of a common pshatim. I mean,